Coming up on episode number 588, well, it's Father's Day, and it's an all-request Sunday night, so you can expect a little touch of Father's Day on this show. Also, covers of Bob Dylan, Cake, and Toots and the Maytals. It's all coming up right now. Oh, and Tina, and trivia, yes, and it's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Sunday night. It's June 21st, 2009. My name is Brian Emmett. Welcome to another edition of Coverville. Tonight, celebrating Father's Day a little bit here, as well as celebrating requests, all requests, or at least most requests, on tonight's show. We'll have, like I said, some stuff from that was originally done by Cake, Toots and the Maytals, Bob Dylan, and New Order. But before we get to that, let's get to a father-to-son song here, or at least actually more in this case, a son singing one of his father's songs, and I'd like to dedicate this one to my own father, who I just got off the phone with just a moment ago. He's a couple weeks behind on shows, so he'll hear this probably at the beginning of July. Happy Father's Day, Dad. This one is a cover by Adam Cohen. Now, Adam Cohen is the son of Leonard Cohen, who I had the pleasure of seeing just a couple weeks ago here at Red Rocks here in Colorado. An incredible concert. And he did do this song. He did a fantastic rendition of it. I do like this version, too, by Adam Cohen. This comes from a 2007 CD called A Song for My Father, which featured several musicians covering their father's music. Very, very cool idea. It worked out very well, and this is a fantastic example of the great music you'll find on that CD. Here's Bird on a Wire, performed by Adam Cohen.
Like a bird on a wire, like a drunk in the midnight choir, I have tried in my way to be free. Like a worm on a hook, like a knight from some old-fashioned book, I have saved all my ribbons for thee. And if I've been unkind, I hope you can just let it go by. And if I've been untrue, I hope you know it was never to you. Like a baby stillborn, like a beast with his horns, I have torn everyone who reached out for me. But I swear by the song and by all that I have done wrong, I will make it all up to thee. A beggar leaning on a wooden crutch said to me, you must not ask for so much. And a pretty woman leaning on a darkened door, hey, why not ask more? Like a bird on a wire, like a drunk in the midnight choir, I have tried in my way to be free. To be free.
Mama wore that must be one in the name of truth. With our soldiers so brave, your freedom we will save. With our rifles and grenades and some help from God. And I want to see my family, my wife and child waiting for me. Got to go home, I've been so long, you see. You just can't believe the joy I did receive when I finally got my leave and I was going home. Oh, I flew sky and my convictions could not lie. For my country I would die, and I will see it soon. And I want to see my family, my wife and child waiting for me. I've got to go home, I've been so long, you. And I looked into her hand and I saw the telegram. Said that I was a brave, brave man, but that I was dead. And I want to see my family, my wife and child waiting for me. Got to go home, I've been so long, you see. I want to see my family, my wife and child waiting for me. I got to go home, I've been so long, you see.
Hello, Brian. This is Alex from Anchorage, Alaska, a great fan of Coverville. I'm very, very hooked. This last February, I heard a singer at the Wintergrass Festival in Tacoma, Washington, a great music festival. Daryl Scott is his name, and he has a great cover CD called Modern Hymns. I think you can find something on there that would be very appropriate for Coverville. My favorite is I Don't Believe in You, She Acts Like We Never Have Met by Bob Dylan, and he does a great version of that. Keep up the good work. We love you up here in Alaska, and say hello to everybody in America for us. Bye.
I can't understand. She let go of my hand and left me here facing the wall. I'd sure like to know just why she let go, but now I can't get close to her at all. Though we kissed through the wild blazing nighttime, she said she would never forget. But now morning's clear, it's just like I ain't here. She just acts like we never had. Well, if I didn't have to guess, well, I'd gladly confess to just about anything that I might have tried. Maybe I was with her too long, maybe I've done something wrong. I wish she'd tell me what it is, I'll run and hide. From darkness, dreams are deserted. Am I still dreaming yet? Well, I wish she'd unlock her voice once and talk instead of acting like we never have met. If she ain't feeling well, then why don't she tell? Instead of turning her back to my face, without any doubt, now she seems too far out for me to return to her chase. The other night ran swirling and twirling. Oh, I remember her whispering yes. But evidently she don't, evidently she won't. She just acts like we never have. I'm leaving today, I'll be on my way, and for this I can't say very much, but if you want me to, I can be just like you, and pretend that we never have touched, and if anybody should ask me, is it easy to forget? I'd say it's easily done. You just pick anyone and pretend that you never have met. And if anybody should ask me, is it easy to forget? I'd say it's easily done. You just pick anyone and pretend that you never have. Who are you anyway?
Going out to Alex in Alaska, which last time I checked was part of America. So you're saying say hi to America for us. Well, hi back at you, Alex. That is I Don't Believe You, She Acts Like We Never Met by Daryl Scott from a 2008 release called Modern Hymns. Really like the sound of that with the string instruments and the kind of folk guitar. Very, very cool rendition of Bob Dylan's I Don't Believe You, She Acts Like We Never Met. Before that, Love Vigilantes by Iron and Wine, a cover of the song by New Order, taken in a very different direction than the original electronic version. That one is going out to Maureen and Michael in Arlington, Massachusetts. And we start off the set with Bird on a Wire by Adam Cohen from the 2007 release A Song for My Father, going out to my dad from me. Hi, Dad. Coverville tonight is brought to you by Bluehost, bluehost.com. Great service. You've heard me talk about them on the show before. $6.95 a month. That's nothing. That is absolutely nothing, especially for all the stuff you get. Unlimited bandwidth, unlimited file space, host unlimited domains within your file space. They will register your domain for you as part of that. And of course, they've got all of the web software like PHP, Ruby on Rails, all that stuff. And it's such a fantastic deal, especially when you consider that their customer service is second to none. I get on the phone with them if I have any issues, and they have got me helped out within 5 minutes. And of course, they'll install, or you can install WordPress for free on that using their tools. You don't even have to download the software from WordPress and do it. They'll actually have it all done for you, including all the database stuff that needs to be done. Very, very slick. Bluehost.com. Use the link on the right side of Coverville when you're ready to sign up, and that gives me a little bit of a kickback, and we all like that. Bluehost.com. All right, Alan in Kernersville, North Carolina, wanted to hear this one by The Bad Plus, featuring fantastic vocals by Wendy Lewis. I played The Bad Plus way long time ago, in the very early days of Coverville. I can't even remember what it was I played by them. But they are a jazz combo, and what's unique about them is how you listen to their music and everything's going good and it's, you know, nice and smooth. And then all of a sudden someone changes their beat or someone goes off into a whole different melody and they, it just kind of collapses into cacophony and then goes right back into everyone in order and everyone going along smoothly. It's really, really cool. It's a very unusual effect and it works really well on this Nirvana cover. Like I say, it's Lithium, featuring vocals by Wendy Lewis from the 2008 album For All I Care. Here are The Bad Plus.
I'm so happy 'cause today I found my friends. They're in my head. I'm so ugly, but that's okay, 'cause so are you. We broke our mirror. Sunday morning is every day for all I care, but I'm not scared. Light my candles in a daze, 'cause I found God.
Hey, Brian, it's Ian from Brooklyn, host of the Comic Timing podcast over at speakgeekspeak.com/comic timing. That lovely mouthful of a URL. I've been listening to the show a lot lately, trying to catch up on back episodes, and I'm wondering if you could maybe help me out here. I'm a huge fan of the band Cake, and I know that Cake has been played plenty of times on the show, but I don't know if there have actually been any covers of Cake that you could maybe point me to. If you do indeed know of any, that would be great. So yeah, really any cover of Cake you could find, and hell, if there are enough, I'd love a cover story, but if not, I'll certainly take one. All right, thanks for the show, Brian. Talk to you later. Bye.
A band called Pluton, From their album Planets, it is a Cake cover. Never There going out to Ian in Brooklyn, who's looking for a cover of Cake. That's one of two or three that I have, two of which are covers of Never There. The other one is an a cappella version, but played a lot of a cappella recently, so decided on the trip-hop version. I don't know much about the band Pluton. Their MySpace site is fairly vague. I can't even tell where they're originally from, but they have a couple of dots over the... What is it? Over the U. Not the O, but the U. So if anyone knows a little bit more about Pluton, maybe that's how it's pronounced. Maybe you're French. Then please let me know. You can also follow the link to get to their MySpace site and hear some more of their covers. Cool, cool stuff. Before that, you heard Lithium, covered by The Bad Plus, featuring Wendy Lewis on vocals there from their 2008 release, For All I Care. That's going out to Alan in Kernersville, North Carolina. You know what? Let's just jump right to the last set because we've got a musically challenged and want to wrap this up so I can enjoy some more of my Father's Day. This one is a request by Mike in Pittsburgh. Turn me on to this great rendition of Toots and the Maytals' Monkey Man. And it's by a band from Japan called Oreska Band. Very, very fun version of this tune. It comes from their self-titled album from 2007. At least it's self-titled in the... In Japan, as far as where the import is from. If you get it from Amazon, I believe it's from another album called Or. Is that right? Oh, no, I take that back. It's from Oreska Band in the American release, and it's from something I couldn't find or couldn't pronounce as far as the import. In any case, it's Monkey Man. It's by Oreska Band, and it's right here.
I never saw you. I only have so good. I used to play the valley, so many creeps in Hollywood. I'm in this dumb motel, in a Taco Bell, without a hope in hell. I can't believe I'm still around.
That is Dave Verdick with Gone Hollywood, the one of the two missing tracks from Breakfast in Coverville, the project that I did back in April or March, assembling covers of all of the songs from Breakfast in America. The only song left that hasn't been covered yet is Goodbye Stranger, so who is going to take that on? Bring it on! But thanks to Dave, I can add another song to the list there, and by the time you hear this, by the time you download and listen to this show, the Breakfast in America page, or Breakfast in Coverville page on coverville.com will be updated. You can just go to coverville.com/supertramp, and all lowercase, that will take you to the page where you can download that additional song, as well as if you haven't picked up the entire archive, you can download the entire 20 song set of songs from Breakfast in Coverville. And as soon as somebody, you know, I have to renumber all these now, don't I? Because that's song number one from the album. As soon as somebody does Gone Hollywood, we'll have the whole thing done. And I think Skyhawk, Hawkito from the Extra Life Radio audience was thinking about doing that one. We'll see if he's still going to do it. Gone Hollywood there by Dave Verdick. Before that, Monkey Man by Aura Ska Band from their 2007 self-titled debut here in America. That is going out to Mike in Pittsburgh. Well, Tina is here for a little Musically Challenged. Oh, look at that. Now she's paying attention. How are you, Tina?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good.
Oh, I was paying attention. I can multitask.
Yeah, sure you can.
I can.
All right. I'll bet. I said I can.
I know.
So anything you want to say before we jump into Musically Challenged?
Happy Father's Day.
Well, thank you. You've made it a very happy Father's Day.
Good.
Yes. Took me out to breakfast, and for the most part, today you've actually let me goof around and play World of Warcraft for a majority of the day, so I can't complain one bit.
Yeah.
Thank you
You're
so much.
You're welcome.
All right, well, let's get into... It's funny actually talking about World of Warcraft, because this edition of Musically Challenged was sent in by Daryl, who is also known as the Tip Giver on the Instance podcast, which is a World of Warcraft podcast put together by Scott Johnson. So a little bit of a nice segue, a nice connection there. Let's jump right into Daryl's Musically Challenged.
Hi, welcome to this episode of Musically Challenged.
Thanks, Daryl.
I'm Daryl. I'm going to play selected portions from five different songs. The challenge is to identify either the artist or the title of the song. After that, you'll have a chance to figure out what all of these songs have in common. So let's get started. Here's song number one.
Oh, man.
I have no idea.
Sounded like it was going to be the giveaway as soon as the vocal started, but I couldn't pull it out from the...
Sounds like Devo.
From the intro. It did sound like Devo or early Cure, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, don't know. Okay, good, nice 80s intro there on that one, though, if it was from the 80s. All right.
You got it?
Nope.
Good. So let's go on to the next one.
My house is filled with
Al Yankovic.
This crap.
Yeah, very, not just Al Yankovic.
Shows up in bubble wrap most every day.
Well, first of all, you said Al Yankovic, and there's an adjective you need to throw in the beginning of his
Weird
name.
Weird Al Yankovic.
Very good. And that's a cover of I Want It That Way by the Backstreet Boys, but I don't know what his version was called.
I don't know.
I remember what the Howard Stern version was called, and I'm sure that this isn't it. All right, so we're going, we've definitely got Weird Al for that one, but I don't know the name of that song.
How'd it go?
Well...
All right. Let's go on to song number three.
La, 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 la.
Oh, yeah.
B-52s.
Very good.
La, 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 la. I don't know the name.
No, but I'm impressed you got the B-52s, because that's not one of their biggest songs. That is called Song for a Future Generation.
Okay.
All right. B-52s. All right.
That was a good one, wasn't it?
It was definitely good.
Actually, these are all good. On to number four.
99 Left Balloons.
I was going to say, I'm pausing it because I know you can get it from that.
Yeah.
What's who did that one?
I'm trying to think. I don't know why I suddenly can't think of her name.
Oh.
I know.
People are shouting. People are shouting in the audience. Tina! Tina.
I don't know.
That's Nina.
Nina, that's right.
Finally, number five.
Oh, yeah. Pure Energy.
Yeah.
Well,
didn't even get to one of the Pure Energy parts.
Shoot, who is that? I can't think of who it is.
That is Information Society.
Okay.
There's a slice of 80s goodness,
no
too.
No kidding.
Is the song called Pure Energy? That's the parenthetical, isn't it? It's I want to know what you're thinking, or something that you can't find. I want to know what you're thinking. Tell me what's on your mind. Is that it, maybe? Tell me what's on your mind.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, yeah. I'm looking at the list here. So Weird Al Yankovic with a Backstreet Boys parody, Song for a Future Generation by the B-52s.
It's all 80s.
99 Luftballoons. No, Weird Al Yankovic.
Oh, okay.
The original was in the 90s, so. 99 Luftballoons by Nena. I Want to Know What You're Thinking by Information Society. There was something about the future on that, in that song or on that album, though, if I'm remembering correctly. And 99 Luftballoons. Now that's like a post-apocalyptic. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, man.
I don't know either.
All right, well, let's maybe the first song will give it to us when he gives us the answers.
Oh, well, how did you do? Did you do okay?
I think you did okay.
Did you at least get a few? Have you also figured out what they have in common?
No, we did not.
I bet you did. But don't answer, because I can't hear you. I'm just a recording. Anyway, let's give you the answers. The first song was Adam Ant with Friends.
I'm a friend of Michael Jackson. I'm a friend of Mr. Spock. I'm a friend of Dr. Kildare. I'm a friend of the Wigglytuffs.
The second song was Weird Al Yankovic with eBay.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me why I got that alpha alarm clock. Tell me why I bid on Shatner's old toupee.
Well, there you go.
It on eBay.
I've got it now.
Okay.
It's they all reference, is it Star Trek characters or just Captain Kirk? That one talked about Shatner. But 99 Luftballoons, everyone's a superhero, everyone's a Captain Kirk.
Oh, my gosh.
Song for a Future Generation mentions, God, what is that? Does one of the, I know in one of their personal ads, maybe they mention, I'm Larry and I like Chinese noodles and Star Trek or something like that.
Okay.
Very good.
Wow.
eBay. And it's funny that Weird Al Yankovic did a song called eBay because he just came out with one called Craigslist.
So. That's great.
Yes.
The third song was the B-52s and the Song for a Future Generation.
That's what it
is.
The fourth song was Nena and 99 Red Balloons, of course. And the fifth and final song was Information Society with What's On Your Mind.
There you go. What's on your mind?
Okay.
Pure energy. Pure energy.
And if you haven't figured it out by now, I'm worried. That's right. All these songs had something to do with Star Trek in them. So I hope you had fun. See you next time. I'm going to do this again. This was fun.
Please do, Daryl. Okay, so
it
what
was.
Are the last...
I could even get them.
Was the, is the sampled voice that says Pure Energy, is that Leonard Nimoy?
I don't know.
I'll bet it is. That must be the connection there, because I was trying to remember what Information Society had to do with Star Trek. Very good. Nice one, Daryl. Awesome. And a lot of fun. A good mix of songs and a great common thread uniting them.
And Tina friendly.
And Tina friendly, yes, which is always a plus.
It is. It helps.
All right. We will be... Oh, I'm sorry. No, I got to tell you all the how to contact me stuff. Hey, contact me. You can email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can call the request line 206-222-COVER, or you can post a message or join the forums or check out the star rating system. All of this at coverville.com. Now I can tell you. We're going to be back on Tuesday night. I believe Tuesday night. I've got actually going to have my dad over for dinner on Tuesday night, so I don't know if that might push the show to Wednesday, but we'll figure it out. The next show. Hey, how about in the next show? It's going to be a tribute to summer, so if you've got a request for a summer song, please let me know about it, or summer cover, I should say. And there's the title of the show, Summer Covers Had Me a Blast, or something like that. make sure you get those in before Tuesday, before I do the show. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time here on Coverville. Bye-bye. Hey, Tina.
Yeah?
Coverville is a proud member of somebody. Who is it?
Backbeat Media... I don't know their whole name all
Backbeat
of a sudden.
Media. You got it. Backbeat Media Podcast Group.
Okay, great.
And bandwidth for Coverville. Now, who's that provided by?
Cashfly, CacheFly.com.
That's right.